You've heard us talking about the One Small Step Project from StoryCorps. We're inviting you to sign up at wdet.org/onesmallstep to participate in a conversation with a stranger who has different views than your own. And we've asked other organizations to partner with us to get out the word and get participants on different sides of the aisle to take part. One of our partners is WJR Radio, and I was invited to join my friend Paul W. Smith on their morning show to talk about our project. Here's part of that conversation.
And so WJR is partnering with Detroit's NPR station, WDET, Bridge, Michigan, the Detroit Regional Chamber, the Civility Project, and Affirmations Ferndale to bring people together across the political divide we face in this region and, frankly, in the whole country. So we're asking you to participate with One Small Step. Do you believe we have more in common than what divides us? Well, simply put, yes, we have more in common. I'm not sure how we get there, but we're working on it. And a guy who's working on it in a big way is Stephen Henderson, the host of Detroit Today at 9 to 10 on Detroit's NPR station. And Joan Isabella, who's an alum from WJR, used to produce Mitch's show, and now she's currently the program director at WDET and works with you and on your show. Stephen, welcome.
That's true. Hey, Paul.
I ran into Stephen on the elevator. I said, Stephen, I'm supposed to be on your show, and I don't know why. I'm not the guest on shows. I'm the host of shows. I ask the questions. I'm very nervous when someone's asking me questions. But you said, well, Paul, you know, it's because we don't get along and we have to figure out a way. Wait a minute, Stephen. I get along
Never
with you.
Never gotten along, Paul. You know that.
I get along with you. What are you talking about? Well, then the One Small Step program was revealed, and it's obviously something very important.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just look around us and think about the conversations that we can't have. Think about the conversations that we are having that go horribly wrong. You know, this idea that we don't know each other anymore across the political or the cultural divide, the idea that we don't respect each other is kind of everywhere. And you know, I've spent a lot of time trying to emphasize that there is a different way to think of these things, right? We can all be really passionate about what we believe. We can all be great advocates for our side, quote unquote. But we can also build relationships with people who don't share those things with us. And a couple of things become possible when you do that. One is you can actually have a spirited or passionate argument with somebody across the political divide, if you know who that person is, if you like that person, if you understand where their ideas are coming from. And then the other thing that's possible, of course, is that we're able to come up with solutions, right? To say, all right, well, I see how you think. It's different than the way I think, but here are places where they overlap, and that we can come up with that kind of middle ground. Some of the stuff I think is pretty basic and sounds a little cliche, but it's so hard to get people to do it right now.
I don't know what it is about discourse and having different opinions that makes people believe if they speak louder, it's like when we go overseas and we don't speak the language, somehow we think that if we speak English louder, they're going to understand what we're saying.
Right.
And in the same way, you have a strong feeling about something. I may have a strong feeling that's totally different, but we can discuss it or we're getting nowhere.
Yeah.
It's got to be, no matter how strongly we feel about any issue, there has to be civility or you're not going to accomplish anything, because all that's going to happen is you're going to fight.
Yeah.
And you're going to know you're fighting, and you're going to get nowhere. So if something's really important to you, think about this. The best way to get your point across and maybe convince someone who feels differently is to do it in a civil way.
Yeah. Yeah. And so think about the relationship that you and I have. We've known each other a long time. Like I said, we've never gotten along. But that's another story.
He's kidding. He
I
is
am joking.
Kidding.
I am joking. But we don't agree on almost anything, right? Politically. I mean,
you and I?
Yeah.
I honestly don't really think of you, when I think of you, I don't think of you politically. I swear I don't.
Well,
I
mean, and that's the point, right?
I think of you as Stephen Henderson.
Right.
And then you have a political view. I have a political view. I don't, look it. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is in her place of honor on the couch next to Joan Isabella. And, we're like brother and sister, and we don't agree on many issues.
That's
but
right.
I would never treat her, mistreat her, because we have varying views and ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, for us, that is the way the world makes sense, and it's the way the world has made sense for a really long time. But for so many other people, I think there are real challenges to that. Because, again, we don't know each other. There are so many barriers to the idea of getting to know somebody who disagrees with you, or how you do that, or where do you start? How do you get to know somebody before you talk about politics and the things that you don't agree on?
So, Stephen Henderson, where do we go from here, from the island where lots of things are discussed and lots of things are decided, but how do we bring this back home?
Well, I mean, I think this one small step program is a really great way for people to start. Have a conversation with someone you don't agree with. Start the conversation. Make sure that you can approach somebody with respect and inquiry and curiosity as opposed to antipathy. Nolan Finley, who's my partner in the Civility Project, we always talk about the experience that we had with StoryCorps, an NPR project a few years ago, where we went and told each other our stories, right? Nolan told me what experiences in his life made him into a conservative, what made him think that conservative solutions are the way to deal with our problems. As I say, he explained to me why he's always so wrong. Where does that come from?
But you said it in such a civil way. And being the good host that I am, your producer put something in front of you that you didn't look at. I'm going to say it. Sign up today.
Oh, there you go.
At
See, you're paying attention on that.
I follow any producers. Ann has me so well trained. Sign up today at WDET.org. WDET.org/one small step.
Yeah.
So everybody go there is what she wants because she works at WDET.
She does.
So anyway.
She's my boss.
She does a fine job, and we miss her at WJR.
We'll be back with more from the Mackinac Policy Conference after this.